You are now plugged into Action Feature.
You know, I've been holding off on these halls.
Oh, you've been saving
all
them.
Day. Because I feel like they only have so much potency before you're immune to them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They only really provide any relief.
Right when you have one.
Yeah.
And then you just can't keep going back. Yeah. So as you can tell, if you're listening, I'm under the weather.
James is a little sick.
I've had this cough for like a week and a half. I can't shake it. It's no fun. It's Blaze has been getting it. Keaton's got it. Gracie's got it. It's this cough.
I hope I don't get it.
I hope you don't get it either, man.
I hope I don't get it.
So I'm going to have this Hall's cough lozenge to try and get me through.
Step into the halls of medicine.
You know, this is a trooper right here. This guy right here.
You're one who will come in.
I'm doing it sick, man.
Hey.
I know it's been 3 weeks. I know we couldn't push it off for another week.
It's hard to, yeah.
We got to put something out there, so.
This is probably going to be a short one.
It's going to be short, just because I can't do a full hour episode like this.
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about today?
Well, there's not much. Do you have something to talk about?
I don't want to talk about anything currently.
I don't really want to talk about anything either.
There's nothing good happening.
No. I have I've got a new bit that I'm hoping to make a regular thing. And okay. we have our top five list.
That's pretty much all we're doing is top five list. You want to tell the top five list?
Well, it's going to be in the title, I guess, but we'll save it for a surprise in case somebody doesn't read the title.
But you did the bit first, then.
I'm going to do the bit. Okay, so a wife.
Do I have to be involved with this bit at all?
No.
Okay.
You were involved with the bit.
I was.
This was. When did this start?
I don't remember when we started.
2006?
Yeah,
something like that? 2007?
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, I started writing these letters to Mattel.
And I don't know why you started doing it.
I don't either.
But you would leave them on my desk.
Well, James and I used to share an office, and I'm not big into pranking. Like, I'm not big into, like, doing things that would annoy people or hurt people. So instead, I wrote letters to Mattel and left them on James' desk as a nice surprise. So these are pretty reasonable letters. So I'm just, like, on each episode, I'm going to read one of these letters because we've saved all of them. There's, like, a giant stack.
Sometimes they were kind of offensive, so cut out the offensive
ones. I'm not going to read all the ones that are funny maybe to only us, but
wait 1 second real quick here.
I'm waiting.
These halls have messages on them now. Fortune cookies.
Have you noticed that everybody's doing that now?
They love doing that.
Taco Bell has them on hot sauce. They're on anything that's individually wrapped.
It's got a message.
What does it say?
This one says conquer today.
Okay.
And this one says get back in there, champ. It's like an inspirational type thing.
So if you pop a Halls, maybe you're not feeling good.
Yeah, you get a little message on
you
there,
step
too.
In the Halls of Medicine.
Yeah.
And somebody, and they give you a little encouragement,
thanks,
too.
Halls. I feel better already.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so here's the, I believe this is the first. I believe this is the first letter to Mattel.
Oh, wow.
I think so.
Seen some of the early ones.
I try to put them in order. I think this is the first one. In all seriousness, all right. I was actually playing another character who remains nameless, but Dear Mattel, to whom it may concern, got a few ideas for you. I know you're into He-Man figures, and maybe the line of figures needs a little spicing up. You know what they say, new characters is the way to make a toy line really move and shake.
That's what they say.
So take these into consideration, in this order. 1. Birdman. 2. Hawkman. You can save money with the same body as using the same body as Birdman, but you have to have a new head. 3. Tiger Man, arch nemesis of Prince Adam. 4. Felina, evil nemesis of Chitara. 5. Sordator.
Chitara is from Thunder. Just to reiterate here, not He-Man.
Sordator, entire body of swords and knives. Number 6. Binocular. I'll give you the first 5 for free, but the rest will cost you.
Number 6 is going to cost them.
Right.
Because you've only given them the first 5 for free. So right. Binocular, they have to pay for it.
They're obligated now because I decided to include it. But the rest will cost you. I'm happy to help, but I have to be willing to do business from this end. Nothing wrong with making a little money? You can't go wrong.
Nothing wrong with making a little money?
There's a question mark on it. I don't even know what I was thinking.
Is there anything wrong with making a little money? You're asking them the question.
Right. You can't go wrong with these ideas. If you do not like them, I will gladly take them to another company and start our own He-Man and Mermaid toy line. Sincerely, yours truly.
Amazing.
Amazing, yeah.
I looked for, every time I saw, I would walk into my office and I'd see,
you could hope it was
a sheet of paper sitting there. I was hoping it was a letter to Mattel's.
You hope it was.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's,
glad those are back.
That's it for this week. We'll see what happens next time. I'll get, got some others. All right. So, all right.
So we don't like anything currently.
No.
But we have a lot of dreams of movies that we wish would have happened.
We have dreams.
We have dreams about those. Dream movies.
This is funny because we're normally very anti-sequel.
Yeah. But in this case, for this top five, we decided to do the top five sequels or other installments, whatever you want to call it, of films that we wish would have been made. So this could be a sequel to a movie that was a standalone film that we really liked, we wish there had been another one. Or if there's been multiples of this film, like, say, Star Trek 1 through six or whatever, and we wanted a seventh one to finish it off, then that counts too. But it's another installment that we wish would have happened for a film series.
I try to stay away from movies that had sequels already, although one of them does.
Yeah, I tried to do the same if the okay,
if the sequels, if the sequels were satisfactory. I didn't put on here.
Well, okay. So I'm going to say an honorable mention here to understand my logic here. So the Raimi Spider-Man films.
Yeah.
I think the first two are great.
Yeah.
But we did get a third one.
You did get a third one.
And it was no good.
You would rather have a fourth.
I would rather have a fourth one, but I didn't put it on the list because we did get a third one.
Right.
And it was no good.
Right.
But it was the same creative team. We still had Tobey Maguire. We still had Sam Raimi. We still had all the principal cast. It was continuing the story of Spider-Man 1 and 2. So we got our shot at a third Spider-Man film, and it stunk.
Yeah.
So I didn't put it on my list because we got it, and it stunk. But there's other ones where I think we've gotten a couple of installments, and they were great, and we didn't get another one. And I would like to see if we would still have the magic of those first couple of installments that did make my list.
I'm with it.
All right.
I'm with it.
So that's an honorable mention on my list. So, but I have a couple other more honorable mentions.
All right.
That we'll get to after we do our actual top five.
Okay.
You want to start?
I'll start.
Okay.
As is tradition. Number five, Mad Max.
Blaze called this.
Really?
In the car, he said, Mad Max will be on Mike's list.
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny because I normally don't think about this at all. I'm okay. There have been four Mad Max movies up to this point.
Yeah, we had the whole discussion in the car.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So you already know then, you already had the discussion.
I didn't think he'd put it on there.
No, that's funny. Good job, Blaze.
He said he probably wants a fourth Mad Max movie.
Yeah.
And I said, well, there's already been four Mad Max movies. And he said, yeah, but he didn't like the last one. Okay. And it's not Mel Gibson.
Right.
And so maybe he'll put that on his list because he wants another one out of Mel.
So Blaze is a true action features fan. He obviously knows me.
And I said, no, it won't be on his list. Because that fourth one really is another George Miller Mad Max film, and it's supposed to be the same character.
Yeah.
And Blaze's like, I don't know, I don't think so. I think that it'll be on
That's
there.
Interesting.
And it'll have it, Mel Gibson as Mad Max.
You both had some things right, and it's on there for pretty much his reasons. First two are great.
Yeah.
Thunderdome is a big letdown.
Yep.
And so I wish there was one more Mel movie where Mel comes back. He could do it right now.
Yeah.
And be an old, just to wrap it up. The same with Rambo. Like, Rambo 3 was kind of like, eh.
Yeah.
And then you have a fourth one come in, and it puts a solid cap on the whole thing, and I can say, okay, fine. I'll let that go now. I can be done with that franchise.
Forget about that.
And that's what I want with Mad Max.
I
want Mel to come back, do one more, have it be a little bit more,
Yeah.
Low-key, a little bit less.
Not so over the top.
But.
Too much.
Yeah. So.
So good job, Blaze.
That's a good job. Yeah, good job.
He has it on there. All right, so my number five is the only film on my list that's pretty current enough that a sequel may actually, or could still happen for this film. I think the rest of the films on my list, it's a lost cause. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
But this one could happen.
You've piqued my interest.
Dread.
2012 Dread. I knew that was on.
It's so good.
That's what sparked this idea for this list.
It really did.
That's
what sparked the whole thing for this list. Like, man. I wish that really had a sequel, because the first one's great.
The first one is good.
But it's really just a regular day in the life of Dredd.
That's what I loved about it.
That's what I loved about it, too. But I would like to see Dredd up against... Everybody wants Judge Death in a Dredd film. And this laid the groundwork to get to that. You got introduced to the city, and dread and everything that going into a villain like Judge Death in the sequel became a possibility, because now you're in the world,
right,
and something more fantastic as a villain
could
happen in the sequel, but totally botched by the studio, man.
Isn't the star still pushing for it? I can't remember his name.
Carl Urban?
Yeah, Carl Urban.
Yeah, he's all along said, man, I would love to do it, and just keep trying, keep pushing forward, and there was talks maybe about a Netflix series, and that's not happening.
Why? It seems like this is a no-brainer with all the comic book films, the Deadpool, you know, the rated R thing. Like, it could still happen.
It was just so botched that first time with the studio. They didn't have to promote it. It was just like, they're just like, oh, well, it's not going to do anything. We'll just throw it out there. No advertising, no nothing. And then everybody loved it. Critics loved it. Did great on Blu-ray and DVD. Everybody says, why don't you do a sequel to this? Everybody loves this film. Well, it's just not happening. So far, not happening, but I'm going to hold out hope.
Put millions in other movies that people don't want.
Yeah, just do that.
Okay, my number four is something that we both watched recently. It's Tango and Cash.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I would watch a Tango and Cash.
I actually had a hard time making this list because there are a lot of movies that I really enjoyed, and I'm satisfied with them being left alone. But Tango and Cash was over the top. It was silly. It was fun. It was generic 90s action. Kurt Russell was great in it. Stallone was, you know, funny in it.
Yeah.
And
it's the cheesiest
it's so,
90s action
it's
film
so
you can
cheesy.
Possibly ever want.
It's not a movie that I watch very often, but it is one that I can see. Go ahead and do another one of those.
Do another one of those.
Those two.
Bring those guys back together again. I love watching those guys on
They
screen.
Have conflict. They have some dynamic. They're now buddy cops. They did it with Lethal Weapon. They did five of those movies. You could do another Tango and Cash.
You could bring them out of retirement.
Yeah.
For some reason that the two of them have to come out of retirement and do something.
You could do it now. They could still do it now.
They could still do it now.
Kurt Russell can do it.
They could still do it now.
Yeah.
I would have liked to have seen a Tango and Cash too. Let's see what other crazy vehicle Michael J. Pollard
could How much before. Further could they have pushed it?
Man, it's just one thing after another in that end sequence. We talked about it.
It's a lot of stuff.
Okay, go ahead and give them a super RV. That's fine. They're going to go to this weird demolition derby area that's like, for some reason, that the villain is based on.
Yeah, why does he have this thing?
He's got
this...
a Bigfoot truck there to fight him.
Yeah.
Why not? Then two construction vehicles come to fight him. And then Tango and Cash get the construction vehicles. They each get one. It's fair.
It's fair.
If he gets one, I get one.
Right.
And the movie ends with the most perfect high-five scene ever in a film. It's just, man.
It's a high five over the sister.
Yeah, and then it goes into a newspaper.
Right.
With high fives.
With
then
the high five,
newspaper.
And then the...
And
yeah.
then it's a newspaper high five.
Yeah. Very good.
Very good. All right, so my number four is the Warren Beatty Dick Tracy.
Ah, yes.
Warren Beatty has talked for years about... He's held on
Yeah,
to
he
the
was
rights,
holding on to that, yeah.
And talked about doing another Dick Tracy. Man. Dick Tracy did well. It didn't do great when it came out, but it did well. It was a big movie. Lots of stars.
Made money.
Yeah, made money. Yeah. the main drive of the film is, you know, the blank storyline. There's a lot of villains thrown in there. But I would have liked to see more of Dick Tracy.
Yeah.
And just him, you know, maybe focus on just one rogue this time.
Yeah, there's probably a lot from the comic strips.
Yeah.
From.
It's, man, I would love that.
I would love it, too.
Maybe it's too late now. Maybe he's too old now.
I get the feeling that he's too old now. But
it would have been nice back in the day.
I wonder if... What do you think about Don Draper? What's his name?
Oh, he'd be great.
He could do it.
Then you're talking reboot, though.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If we switch up the cast, we're talking reboot.
We're talking reboot,
and I don't want to talk reboots.
Okay, we're not doing that now. Along the same lines, none of these are probably going to be too much of a
surprise. I'm really sorry about coughing.
A surprise from now on. But number three is The Shadow for me.
It's also my number three.
Really?
So that's perfect.
Well, yeah.
It's too late now. Maybe it's not. Every once in a while, I see Alec Baldwin, and I see that he's lost some weight.
Didn't he just get into shape for something?
He got a new girlfriend who's like a yoga instructor, and he got in shape because of that.
Okay.
Good
motivation.
But I see him every once in a while, I'm like, man, an aged Lamont Cranston.
Could be.
I could see it.
But,
I don't think it'll ever happen.
It won't happen.
But
if it doesn't happen now, I do wish that it would have happened back in 95 or something like that, 96. That movie just holds up so well.
It really does.
We talked about it on here before.
And him as that character
works
so well.
He was great.
That voice is perfect for it, man.
And it wasn't just Siwon Khan. Like you said, there's a whole...
You could do so much more.
A whole bunch that could have been done. You know, the radio dramas were essentially just mystery stories with a touch of mysticism and...
I would have liked to have seen more of a gangland type of thing.
Yeah. Get more involved
of
in
mystic
that. Yeah.
Type thing, but more of a him...
Versus the gangs, some gangs, yeah,
or something like that.
He fought the Nazis in some of the comics and stuff. So
a more down to earth sequel would be really cool.
Tons of potential for a really solid sequel, just never happened. But
so that was my number three.
That was your number three also.
As well, so you can go to your number two.
Okay, so my number two is The Getaway, not the remake. The Getaway starring Steve McQueen.
Oh wow,
McQueen never.
McQueen. Steve McQueen, The Getaway 2.
Charles McQueen.
The Getaway 2, Get Away Faster.
He's gotten away.
Getaway 2, he's already gone. You saw the first one.
You saw the first one. I'm going to spoil the first one. If nobody's seen it, the movie is like 40 years old, so that's on you.
Yeah, you don't have to say a spoiler warning.
Right, it's really good. McQueen never did any sequels. And at the end of the movie, they do get away. Him and his woman, they get away. They commit a crime.
Hey, woman.
Hey, woman. Why don't you come to my apartment later? I'll show you a real man. So they get away, and it would be kind of neat to see him come back, do the character. They think they've gotten away scot-free. They're living the life in Mexico, and somehow he gets roped back into this.
That'd be cool.
This old life of crime. Maybe he's not committing the crime, but one of his old crime partners or somebody. You know, just more a setup for... It would be the only sequel that McQueen's done.
Yeah.
Nate said Bullet earlier, and I think that would have been a good sequel, too, and that was actually what Warner Brothers had in mind, which turned into Dirty Harry films. They did that in place of Bullet. But anyway, that's my number two.
See, it's weird because you said after... Number four, you said it's going to be pretty obvious from here on out or something. I would have never guessed that.
That's one. That was one that... wouldn't have been guessed.
You lied to everybody.
I did lie.
You lied to everybody.
I lied there.
All right, my number two, Ghostbusters 3.
Yeah, I figured that was...
I mean, come on.
We all
wanted Ghostbusters
3. I almost
said
that, too, yeah.
We'll never get Ghostbusters 3 now.
Right.
Because we got... Harold Ramis has passed away. We got the crappy reboot in its place. So Ghostbusters 3 will never happen. It should have happened a long time ago. It should have been... Even if you're introducing a new crew, bringing the old guys back, they've got to come back one last time. It's almost like the Space Cowboys type
I remember they were talking about that, like 10 years ago or something.
It would have been great. Yeah. I mean, even just as them, as cameos, bringing in a new generation would have worked for me. I would have much rather have been just them in the movie.
Right.
That it could have come back and there's some paranormal activity and they've got to come back one last time, suit up one last time, all that stuff. You could have played into their ages.
There's potential there for that
totally
to,
potential.
Yeah, for that to happen.
Maybe Ghostbusters 2 wasn't the sequel everybody wanted it to be. I like Ghostbusters 2.
Yeah.
I think that it made a good amount of money, and it came out in a summer that was overcrowded with giant blockbusters, so something was going to get slightly lost in the shuffle regardless. But it was solid enough that it deserved another installment after that. And
I kind of respect the guys for not just doing it just for a cash grab.
I agree with that.
But yeah, there was something could have been worked out, I think.
The video game is like Ghostbusters 3.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
They're all back together again. Everybody's doing the voices. And it works so well. But as you watch it, you still want it to be
An actual movie.
You want it to be an actual movie as you're watching it. Ghostbusters 3 is my number two.
All right. That brings me to number one.
Yeah.
You know what this is, don't you?
I don't know.
Really? There's been a couple curveballs.
I think it might be the Rock-A-Who.
It's the Rock-A-Who.
That's what I thought. I left Rock-A-Who off my list because I figured it was going to be on your list.
Same thing as The Shadow, almost. There's other villains. There's plenty of Nazis to be fought. There's... you could go in the whole... Well, they did the best in the first movie to include all the characters from the comics in a way that made sense. But just a lot of potential. The Rocketeer can do just about anything. Go to just about any place. And and there's a lot with him and Jenny, who is Betty, a.k.a. Betty... That could be yet to be worked out, you know.
Totally.
The first one works as is.
Yeah, self-contained, it's great.
But it's just like Indiana Jones in that there can be...
More adventures of this
More character. Adventures. More adventures of that character and the dynamic that he has. So
you know, we have both Shadow and Rocketeer on your list. Man, we're in a day
and, you got
and
Dick,
age...
And you got Dick Tracy on
Dick
there,
Tracy
so
on
we've
here, yeah.
we're covered the...
Covering them all. But we're in a day and age where, you know, you would think back when we were younger that there's no chance we'll ever see an Avengers film.
Yeah.
And now we're living in a time where that's not a big deal. A Batman versus Superman film we never would have thought we would have seen it as younger. It would have been great to have a Rocketeer Shadow film. Like, dovetail both of their films into one universe and have it be a sequel with both of them.
I think that's, yeah, that's
that would like be awesome. Nowadays, something like that could have happened.
Right.
But back then, that's just a
fan
fiction.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rocketeer and the Shadow together.
That would have been great. That's awesome. It's kind of a, that's like the like a dream team up, I think, those two, and throwing Captain America.
That'd be cool.
And those other 30s era heroes.
Indiana Jones.
Throw an Indy.
Why not put an Indy in there?
Why not put him in there?
We got a Baldwin thrown in there. All right, my number one, and some people may consider this a cheat. I don't know if it's really a cheat in my eyes, though. A third Burton Batman film with Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
Not call Batman Forever the sequel to the Burton Batman.
It's really not.
It's not.
It's really not.
It's completely different in tone. It's a different director. It's a different Batman.
Yeah.
It's a different storyline. There's things in Batman Forever that show it's not a true sequel to Batman and Batman.
I can't remember any reference really to...
They reference Skin Tight Vinyl and a Whip.
Okay.
Catwoman. Yeah. And you've got the same actor playing Alfred and the same actor playing Commissioner Gordon.
Right.
But there's other things like in the origin that are different
than
what they'd portrayed in the other two films. Gotham City looks different. The suit's different.
Right.
The actor's different. The tone, everything about it is different.
It's a very
different. It is not a true sequel
to the
first two films. I want a third Burton Batman film set in that universe created in the first two films.
The Burton trilogy.
With Michael Keaton as Batman versus another villain, you know, Scarecrow or Freeze or whatever you want to do as a third Batman film. Harvey Dent back as Two-Face or something like that. That's always been a dream movie.
Yeah.
With now them doing animated stuff. With, you know, doing the Adam West, Cape Crusaders 60s Batman animated film. Man, do a Burton Batman animated film.
That would be cool.
Keaton do the voice. Do that. Give us that. There's certain eras of Batman that will always stand the test of time. They're always going to have fans. The Adam West Batman is always going to have its core audience. The Burton Batman films with Michael Keaton are always going to have a core audience.
Yeah.
If there's a big enough one to do that animated Adam West film, there's a big enough one to do a Burton Batman
film.
But who knows? It'll probably never happen.
It might not.
Just sit here and cry.
You know, a few years ago, I would have said there's never going to be an 89 Batman action figure available.
And here it is.
And there was one from NECA, and there was one from Mattel.
Yeah.
So, or a couple. Really,
yeah.
From both. So maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe DC's cranking out. They put out a lot of animated.
They put out a lot of animated movies, man. And it looks like they're. You see that the Lego Batman movie. They're doing a movie based on the Lego Batman from the Lego movie.
Okay.
There's a lot of Lego Batman anime or straight to DVD films right now, which are, you know, basically Batman in Lego form. Whereas the new Lego Batman movie is the Batman Lego from the Lego Batman or from the Lego movie.
Right.
And so it's going to be a Lego Batman movie. They've just announced that Billy Dee Williams is Two-Face.
That's cool.
That's way cool. And so somebody is paying attention to those Burton films still, and they still remember those Keaton films, and they still know that people will get it. Like, okay, we're finally going to give you the Billy Dee Williams Harvey Dent turned into Two-Face.
Right.
So if they're thinking that, and that's in a major motion picture, maybe, just maybe, somebody is not asleep at the wheel and is going, you know, there's still a core audience here. We could still do something with this.
Could happen.
You know? I don't know.
Could happen.
All right, so you got any honorable mentions?
I do have some honorable mentions. One being the Book of Eli. Which I think we mentioned in the last episode. I'm going to spoil this too. If you haven't seen it, go see it. I'm not totally spoiling it, but at the end, Mila Kunis sort of takes his whoopings and his sunglasses and walks off into the sunset. And so you could easily do a sequel of her adventure, her walk, her journey that she has to go through now. That could be very interesting. Could be good.
That'd be really cool.
So I'd be interested in that. And the other is the George Lucas salad unboxing video. I want a sequel to that. Because the video says video one.
Yeah. And we haven't got another one.
Where's video two?
Can we get more of that?
I'm waiting for that.
I've already mentioned the Raimi Spider-Man films. Is that all you had?
That's all I had, yeah.
I already mentioned the Raimi Spider-Man films. For much the same reason with your Mad Max, the third installment
not really a satisfying end.
But I would have loved to have one more run out of those guys, but it'll never happen now.
Yeah.
It's never going to happen. The Chris Reeve Superman films, the first two are great.
Yeah.
The third is okay, and the fourth is pretty wretched. So it's had its sequels, and they were bad, but man, I would have loved for the Chris Reeve Superman films to go out on a good film.
Yeah, one more on a good note.
To go out on a good note, yeah. The last one is the 1987 Masters of the Universe film.
Oh, yeah.
I love that movie. Yeah. I think it's great, and I think people unfairly bash it. I think that compared to most of the toy films nowadays, it's a masterpiece.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it blows any of the Transformers films, all those G.I. Joe films, out of the water. And it did a great job of setting everything up. And yeah, it was on Earth for the most part because of budgetary reasons. Had they gone to a sequel, it would have taken place more in Eternia, and you would have seen more of the stuff you know of He-Man.
Yeah.
So
it did a lot with that budget, though. I mean,
I think it's great.
That was canon.
I think they really killed it with that film. And had canon not gotten to its trouble, Cyborg was originally Masters of the Universe 2, and all the stuff that was filtering into the Masters of the Universe 2 became Cyborg when it was obvious right. Mattel wasn't going to work with them anymore. So I think that it could have been a great sequel, and we would have gotten a lot of the things that people complained about not getting the first one, we would have gotten in the second one.
Right.
And I would have loved to see more of Frank Langella as Skeletor and more of Dolph Lundgren as He-Man. Yeah. Honorable mention.
Good.
It just barely got bumped out. Just barely.
That happens sometimes.
It does happen sometimes. And that's for the reason that I'm completely satisfied with that film.
Right.
Like, yes, I would like more, but I'm completely satisfied. It's got everything I want right there. Dredd made it on the list because I really want Judge Death in a film.
Right.
I really want to see Judge Death in a film. So that's why it got to stay in, and Motu got bumped out.
I get it.
You get it.
That makes sense.
So that's about it. We're only about 26 minutes, but
that's all right.
I don't know how long I can hold out.
I know your throat is burning.
It's tearing up, man. I've been holding back coughs.
Your heart is yearning?
It's yearning and burning.
Man, you're yearning and burning.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm yearning to give you a learning.
That's from Roadblocking that you had joining.
Okay, yeah,
series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Don't hurt yourself. They're doing voices like that.
You know, I have to take chances with the show.
It hurt a little bit, didn't it?
You know, it did hurt a little bit.
It's awful.
Earlier, Nick was in here, and we were doing, what voice was I doing? I was doing some voice that I shouldn't have been doing.
Yeah.
And it hurt.
You were doing Cobra Commander?
It wasn't Cobra Commander, but yeah. He left, and we were laughing and stuff, and after he left, I was like, oh, I shouldn't have done that.
You shouldn't have done that.
Why did he do that?
The price you pay for comedy.
You know, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's fine. I hope everybody...
It can be a short one.
It can be a short one.
It can be a short one.
That's all right.
Well, I'm just kind of rambling to see if we can push it up to 30 minutes.
Can we?
We got, what, 3 minutes?
Oh, I bet we can do it.
We could sit in silence for 3 minutes if we had to.
If we had to.
You pick up anything cool lately?
No, I have not bought anything.
Wow. That's a shame.
It's kind of a shame, but I have to admit, I'm feeling pretty liberated.
I haven't really bought that much stuff for myself lately. I've been picking up stuff for the kids for Christmas.
For the kids, yeah.
I can't say any of that stuff because Blaze listens to the show.
Yeah.
I'll ruin any surprises I've got.
Don't do that.
I'm not going to do that.
The only thing that I've really been tempted, like really, I sat for a second in the store was the armored Batman from Dark Knight Returns.
It's such a cool figure,
it's so
man.
Cool.
I did get that. But I only paid like $5 for it because Mac got it for me.
Okay, right? Yeah.
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 I wouldn't have bought it for full price, but right. He got that deal. I told him, that, hey, check Walmart's because they're going to be $5 there.
Right.
And he found it, picked up one for me.
$20 is...
It's still worth $20.
It's worth $20.
It's a great figure.
I've been trying to save a little bit, you know,
yeah.
Trying to conserve and got to pick and choose. So, but no, I haven't picked up anything, and I don't know what would get me to buy it.
Yeah.
Now that I'm kind of out, what's it going to be?
What'll pull you back in?
If there's a Conan.
Oh yeah.
Figure release
if they go
a good
back
one.
And do that. You know, NECA teased something on Twitter. They said that next week going to have some cool offerings to show. Some T2 stuff.
Okay.
And something coming back that we thought would never happen or something like that.
If it's Conan, I'm
that's
in.
That's killer. I want to see if I can find the exact quote.
I'm not going to hold out hope for it, but somebody will at some point.
Right off the bat, right on this feed. It's right. Yeah. He says, very exciting product offerings next week, including new items from T2 and a surprise return of something you didn't think would happen.
Mm.
So it's something coming back, which could be Conan.
Could be Conan.
It also could be Halloween. It could be those Mirage Turtles coming back.
Yeah.
They're doing a lot with turtle stuff now.
Right.
Interesting to see what it is.
It'll be interesting.
Yeah. Man, a Conan, though.
Conan would get me, and I was hoping that somebody would get a license for the new Kong movie coming out.
Yeah, I'm surprised by that, too.
And somebody did, but they said, look for high-end collectibles from us. So I'm thinking, okay, so you're going to do like a $400 resin statue.
Yeah.
I just want to make up for missing out on the McFarlane Kong.
That was cool.
And the stuff from the last movie, Peter
Jackson.
That
Mezco one.
Yeah.
The big one like Matt has.
Yeah.
That one's great.
It's very cool.
It's a great Kong.
Yeah.
But the thing about that Kong is it's very much a gorilla.
Yeah.
You know, it's not as Kong-esque.
Yeah.
As the new one looks. Like, the new one looks more like what Kong looks like.
Right, a little bit more, yeah.
Yeah, like a little, I don't know, there's something about King Kong that's not quite gorilla. Like, right. It's almost like a cross between a gorilla and a bear or something.
Yeah,
I don't
it's know, got, man. Like, kind of original, specific features.
Yeah, it's got more of a, I don't know, a man build.
Yeah.
Than a, because it's a, you know, it's not a guy in a suit, but it's not supposed to be just a gorilla. It's,
right.
It's supposed to be something more than just right. a gorilla. So that's what I like about. I love the Peter Jackson Kong. I think it's cool looking, but I do like that new one
yeah.
that they're going back to the more the original look at Kong.
Yeah.
Plus, I want a Steve Brule figure.
I would love if they did a.
I would love to be like a custom Steve Brule.
A Steve Brule figure.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't got a John C. Reilly out of anything.
Yeah,
that's right. He's in the new. No, that's not him. That's what's his name? Eastbound and Down. That's a new.
Oh aliens. Yeah.
Yeah, man, if there's somehow, if some toy line, if the Kong thing happens and there's a John C. Reilly figure, you know tons of people are going to use that for Brule.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be just nothing but Steve Brule.
Oh, yeah.
Check out my bomber jacket. Like a real fly
like
boy.
A real fly boy.
All right, we pushed it to 31 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
We did it, man.
I knew we could. All right, so this has been James and Mike with Action Features. We'll be back.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll be back in no time. 2 weeks, maybe? Maybe 3? Who knows?